Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music is from ukulele master Gerald Ross and his CD Swing Ukulele. We heard Honeysuckle Rose. Swing Ukulele is on Uktone Records. Ukulele was introduced to Hawaii by Portuguese immigrants from the Azores in the late 19th century. The name is literally translated as a jumping flea because of the rapid strumming style used to play the instrument. The ukulele was introduced to the U.S. at the Panama Pacific International Exposition, held in San Francisco in 1915. The instrument became very popular in the mid-20s due to a number of players in vaudeville shows. The instrument's popularity waned after the 1960s, but regained favor in the 1990s with a number of new makers constructing instruments in many styles and colors. Today, it's not unusual to hear an ukulele in popular song, jazz, and even commercials on TV. We'll hear some more contemporary recordings in the second half of the program. However, this first set will feature the ukulele in the setting we are most used to, Hawaiian and ragtime music. We'll open our program with a song from Madame Rivera's Hawaiians and La Lupe La Sola from Vintage Hawaiian Music, The Singers, 1928 to 1934 on Rounder Records. Music from The Jumping Flea on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Listening to music from The Jumping Flea, the ukulele this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And we just heard the Opihi Pickers featuring Imua Garza, who's a wonderful ukulele player. This was a rather recent recording of The Stars and Stripes Forever. And that's from a recording called Legends of the Ukulele Hawaiian Masters on Hanaola Records. And before that, some classic music from Kalama's Quartet. They were a wonderfully talented bunch of singers and players. They actually used a couple of steel guitars as well as the ukulele. We heard On the Beach of Waikiki from Kalama's Quartet, Early Hawaiian Classics, 1927 to 1932 on our Huli Records. And before that, we heard from Johnny Marvin along with William Carolla. Johnny Marvin was actually from Oklahoma and was a guitar player. He learned the guitar when he was in his teens, and he joined the Royal Hawaiians on a U.S. tour, filling in for their ukulele player who had died, and he learned how to play the ukulele. He had a long career as a composer and performer. We heard the 12th Street Rag, and that's from Legends of Ukulele on Rhino Records. And we let off that set with Madame Revere's Hawaiians and La Lupe Uesola from the recording Vintage Hawaiian Music, The Great Singers, 1928 to 1934 on Rounder Records. Ukulele was not just used in jazz and Hawaiian music. It also was part of old-time country music as well. And one of the earliest bands that employed a ukulele player was DaCosta Walsh's Southern Broadcasters, who recorded just a few tunes in 1927. Price Goodson was their ukulele player. He also played the harmonica and sang, and he was 12 years old. He kind of had to sit up on a stool when they played. This is DaCosta Walsh's Southern Broadcasters from 1927. Actually, it's just Price Goodson with Be Kind to a Man When He's Down on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
his town. Oh, go lend him your hand and help him to stand. Be kind to a man while he's down. Forgive and forget, there's good in him. It he'll drink his sorrow to drown. Oh, go lend him your hand and help him to stand. Be kind to a man while he's down. Man while he's down.
Memphis, Tennessee, there lives a girl named Cindy. With a meat shop on her block, she's always got the gimmies. There's a meal called Southern Eel, and you can't resist from trying. Every time you pass the door, you can hear Miss Cindy crying. Oh, the beetle bum, come see me if you ain't had none. Make a dumb man speak, a lame man run. Show Miss Plenty if you ain't had none. Oh, the beetle bum, oh, the beetle bum, got the best beetle bum down in Tennessee. Chattanoogie way lives Miss Cindy's sister. With us still up in the hills, it's hard to resist her. Just a sip from her sweet jokes makes you wanna holler. Every time you visit there, it'll cost a half a dollar. Oh, the beetle bum, come see me if you ain't had none. Make a dumb man speak, a lame man run. Show Miss Plenty if you ain't had none. Oh, the beetle bum, oh, the beetle bum, got the best beetle bum down in Tennessee. Town, you might meet Cindy's mother. She got a little business there, make more than all the others. She'll always greet you with a smile, she got no distractions. Customer is always right, guarantee your satisfactions. Oh, the beetle bum, come and see me if you ain't had none. Make a dumb man speak, a lame man run. Show Miss Plenty if you ain't had none. Oh, the beetle bum, oh, the beetle bum, got the best beetle bum down in Tennessee.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1642. And remember, you can also catch us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Swing Ukulele from Gerald Ross, and we just heard Cocktails for Two. That's on Ooktone Records. We are listening to music from The Jumping Flea this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, the ukulele. Before Gerald, we heard from the Motor City Sidestrokers. They're from up in Michigan, and we heard Beetle and Bum, a tune written by Thomas Dorsey. and Motor City Side Strokers and their recording Strokin'. And before that, from Eden and John's East River String Band, that's Eden Brower and John Hennigan, we heard 12 Pound Daddy from their recording Be Kind to a Man When He's Down on their own record label. And before that, we heard from the Double Decker String Band from their recording The Rest Is Yet to Come, and a tune from the Fiddlin' Powers family, Patty on the Turnpike, with Bruce Hutton playing the banjo ukulele. That's on Five String Productions. And we let off that set with the legendary DaCosta Waltz's Southern Broadcasters and Price Goodson and Be Kind to a Man When He's Down from 1927. That's from the complete recorded works in chronological order, 1927 to 1929, on Document Records. There's been a spike in the popularity of the ukulele in the last decade or so, and one of the reasons is a fellow named Jake Shimabukuro. He's played all kinds of stuff on the ukulele and very, very talented player. He has a brand new recording called Nashville Sessions. It's just Jake along with a bass player and a drummer. This is a tune of his called Blue Haiku. This is Jake Shimabukuro on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
To the top. Pajamas lying side by side. Ladies, 90s, I have spied. I've often seen what goes inside. When I'm cleaning windows, the newlyweds in number 6. Somehow the curtains they can't fix. They do some lovely parlor tricks. When I'm cleaning windows, painted ladies, imported misters. What's pounds of cash, they're double fisters.
Hey man, ain't that Elliot Spitzer?
When I'm cleaning windows, in my profession I work hard, and I'll never stop. I climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. The chambermaid, sweet names I call, it's a wonder I don't fall. My mind's not on my work at all when I'm cleaning windows. And after that, pulls down the blind. When I'm cleaning windows, all day up and down this ladder, busy as a bee. It's not my fault that I see some things I shouldn't see. At 8 o'clock, a young girl wakes. At 8:05, the bath she takes. At 8:10, my ladder breaks when I'm cleaning windows. When I'm cleaning windows.
That was Stuart Fuchs from his recording Stookalele and the tune The Window Cleaner, which was written by George Formby, or at least recorded by George Formby, who was a very successful English actor and comedian. And he was famous worldwide for films that he made in the 30s and the 40s, and he also played the ukulele. The recording Stookalele is on Kala Records. And before that, from Louise Goffin, who was born into a sort of American musical royalty. She's the daughter of Jerry Goffin and Carole King. From her recording Songs from the Mine, we heard Main Street Parade. That's on Majority of One Records from Louise Goffin. We let off that set with Jake Shimabukuro from his brand new recording called Nashville Sessions. And we heard a tune called Blue Haiku from Jake Shimabukuro that's on JS Records. We are celebrating music from the Jumping Flea this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. That's ukulele music. To lead off this last set, we have a duo who call themselves the Springtails, Juliana and Andy Wilson. This is from their recording Rain or Shine, and a tune written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. I Can't Give You Anything But Love. The Springtails on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
Gee, but it's tough to be broke, dear. It's not a joke, dear. It's a curse. My luck is changing. It's gotten from simply rotten to something worse. Who knows, someday I will win too. I'll begin to reach my prime. Now though I see what our end is, all I can spend is just my time. I can't give you anything but all those things.
Blues all on the ocean, blues all on the air. Can't stay here no longer, I got no steamship fare. When my earthly trials are over, cast my body out in the sea. Save the undertaker bills and let the mermaids flirt with me. I do not work for pleasure, earthly peace I see no more. Only reason I work at all is to drive the wolf from my door. And when my earthly trials are over, cast my body out in the sea. Save the undertaker's bills and let the mermaids flirt with me. My wife, she rules our happy home. My sweetheart, I cannot find. The only thing I call my own is a troubled and a worried mind. When my earthly trials are over, cast my body out in the sea. Save the undertaker's bills and let the mermaids flirt with me. The blues all in my body, my darling has forsaken me. If I ever see her face again, I'll have to sail across the sea. When my earthly trials are over, cast my body out in the sea. Save the undertaker's bills and let the mermaids flirt with me. Blues all on the ocean, blues all on the air. Can't stay here no longer, I got no steamship fare. When my earthly trials are over, cast my body out in the sea. Save the undertaker's bills, let the mermaids flirt with me. Save the undertaker's bills, let the mermaids flirt with me.
Daniel Ho from his recording Ayaka High, Flowing Harmony. Daniel experiments with interesting harmonic structures on some of his tunes, but that was pretty straight ahead. Cookie Hula, and that's on his own record label, Daniel Ho. And before that, from up in Nova Scotia, we heard Manitoba Hal Broland and the title track of his recording Flirting with Mermaids, Let the Mermaids Flirt with Me. The old Mississippi John Hurt tune. That's on Hal's Kitchen Records. And we let off that set with the Springtails from their recording Rain or Shine, and we heard the great old tune from Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, I Can't Give You Anything But Love. That's on their own record label. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I hope you've enjoyed our program focusing on the ukulele. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you have enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1642.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.